Chapter 1. Between the Devil and the Deep Blue. Beautiful, blonde, and curvaceous, Nikki didn't wake up on the morning of her 21st birthday planning to commit murder. Her special day started out perfectly fine. She ate breakfast with her father on the veranda of their Beverly Hills mansion, and he told her, "I'll be home from the studio early, baby. We'll have dinner at Dan Tana's. I've got a surprise for you." Nikki yelped, "A surprise? What is it?" William Sherwood laughed. "If I tell you, it won't be a surprise, will it? It's something you've been wanting a long time. You'll see."
"You promise you'll be home early?"
He stood and kissed her cheek. "I promise." All day, it was all she thought about. "Is Daddy finally going to give me a part in a movie? Is that my surprise? I've been begging him to put me in one of his movies since I was barely old enough to talk." A successful director sure would refuse to let his daughter be an actress. "It's a terrible job," he told her. "I see these kids all the time. They lose who they are and wind up dead from overdoses."
"I'm an adult now. He must know I can handle it without messing up. He starts casting his new movie next week."
The book was the biggest bestseller of the year. "That's my surprise. Daddy always said I was the most beautiful girl in Hollywood. He's going to let me take the part of Jolene." She spent the afternoon on Rodeo Drive shopping for a new outfit that would help make the occasion even more special and was dressed and ready to go by 5 o'clock. An hour ticked by and Sherwood didn't show up.
"He didn't say 5. He only said he'd be home early."
At 7, she tried his cell phone, but it went to voicemail, and she left a message.
"Daddy, I'm all ready to go. What time will you be here?"
At 9 o'clock, with a tear-streaked face, Nikki stood at the window of the upstairs landing, looking for her father's headlights and listening for the sound of his car. When she heard the roar of the Jaguar's motor and the lights appeared in the driveway, she ran downstairs to meet him at the front door. Multimillionaire William Sherwood, 60 years old, had a full head of silver hair, an athletic build, and an attraction to very young women. He and his date for the evening came stumbling into the house. The girl was about Nikki's age, and except for the auburn color of her hair, she bore a striking resemblance to Nikki, who hated her immediately. Sherwood had his arm wrapped around the girl's waist. He didn't notice Nikki standing there and stopped in the doorway. With one hand stuck down the front of the redhead's dress, he began licking her neck. The two of them staggered backwards into the door, pushing it open further and sending it crashing in Nikki's direction. She stepped aside to avoid it, and her father finally noticed her.
"Hi, honey, going out?"
he slurred.
"Good for you. We were just coming in."
With their arms wrapped around one another, the two of them went staggering through the house. He stopped by the bar to pick up a bottle and some glasses and went out the French doors to the pool. Nikki watched them for a moment and then turned and ran back up the stairs to her room.
"He promised to take me out for a special dinner. He promised he had a surprise for my birthday. Why did I think this time would be different? Daddy never keeps his promises."
She stood in the dark on her balcony looking out over the pool and watched her father and the young woman. They had a few drinks, and then the girl did a slow strip, swaying in front of Sherwood, who watched attentively. She wasn't wearing anything under the short, silky dress she pulled over her head. She kicked off her heels, walked leisurely down the steps into the water, and began swimming. Sherwood watched her do several slow laps, then he took off his own clothes, threw them in a heap on the tile, and plunged into the pool. Nikki could hear them laughing and talking as they played grab-ass under the water. After a few minutes, they climbed out, and the redhead stretched out on the large, double-sized chaise lounge. Sherwood climbed on top of her. Nikki stood in the shadows of her room and watched.
"One more broken promise."
What had been tears of hurt became tears of rage.